Today in the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're going to be looking at a Sunday school lesson about the time that Peter was delivered from prison. Now, you're going to find this in the story that is told in Acts chapter 12. And you'll want to get your Bible and be turning there. And we'll read this story from the text in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now follow with me if you have your Bible. Otherwise, just listen closely, and I'll tell you the story from God's holy word. Acts chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king put forth his hands to afflict certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. And those were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had taken him, he put him in prison, and delivered him to 4 quadrillions of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in the prison. But prayer was made earnestly of the church unto God for him. And when Herod was about to bring him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and guards before the door kept the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shined in the cell. And he smote Peter on the side and awoke him, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals." And he did so. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me." And he went out and followed, and he knew not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second guard, they came into the iron gate that leadeth to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed through on 1 street, and straightway the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a truth that the Lord hath sent forth his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gate, a maid came to answer, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for joy, but ran in and told that Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she confidently affirmed that it was so, and they said, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened, they saw him and were amazed. But he beckoned unto them with his hand to hold their peace, declaring unto them how the Lord had brought him forth out of the prison. And he said these things to James and to the brethren, and he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought him and found him not, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and tarried there. Acts chapter 12 and verse 20. Now he was hastily displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, and came with 1 accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, they asked for peace, because their country was fed from the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod arrayed himself in royal apparel, and sat on the throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people shouted, saying, "The voice of a God, and not of a man." And immediately an angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministration, taking with them John, whose surname was Mark. The golden text for this lesson is from Psalm 34 and verse 7, which says, "The angel of Jehovah encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." The devotional reading is the 91st Psalm. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Jehovah, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover thee with His pinions, and under His wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, or the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. For thou, Jehovah, art my refuge. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh unto thy tent. For He will give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent. Thou shalt thou trample underfoot, because He hath set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Now, as we enter into this Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of June 21st, 1925, we see there is a note here about the Herods. Herod the king in Acts chapter 12 was Herod Agrippa the First, the son of Aristobulus and the grandson of Herod the Great. Six Herods are mentioned in the New Testament. Herod the Great, who slew the innocents in Matthew chapter 2. Herod Antipas, the tetrarch of Galilee, we read about in Luke 3:1, and it is he who beheaded John the Baptist. Herod Philip the First, whose wife Herod Antipas took, Matthew 14. Herod Philip, the tetrarch of Trachonicus, in Luke chapter 3 and verse 1. The last three sons of Herod the Great by different wives: Herod Agrippa the First of our lesson, and Herod Agrippa the Second in Acts 25, the son of Herod Agrippa the First. The Herod of this lesson was a nephew of the one who beheaded John the Baptist. He was brought up in Rome, where he wasted an immense fortune. It has been said that his annual income was $2 million, and yet he died in debt. He was made king over a small part of the former kingdom of Herod the Great by Caius Caesar Caligula, and his kingdom was enlarged by Claudius Caesar to include all the former kingdom of his grandfather. to curry favor with the Jews, he not only observed the tradition of the Pharisees and offered sacrifices, but also persecuted the church. His intention was to destroy the leaders. And hence we read that James was beheaded. It was Herod that beheaded James. This was the brother of John and the son of Zebedee. It may have been because James was bold and aggressive in defending the faith that he was the first to be beheaded by Herod. He was the first martyr among the apostles. This was doubtless a source of great grief to the church. He was slain only 10 or 12 years after the crucifixion of Jesus, and therefore soon drank of that cup and endured that baptism of suffering that was foretold by Jesus. There was another James among the apostles, James the son of Alphaeus, who some think was the brother or kinsman of the Lord. If not, then the Lord's brother was another James still. And we read about Peter being imprisoned. Acts chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. About that time Herod the king put forth his hands to afflict certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. And those were the days of unleavened bread. Now, verse 3 shows Herod's motive in persecuting Christians. Encouraged by the Jews, he also sees Peter, the chiefest of the apostles. And those days of unleavened bread were so called because during the Passover week, no leaven was to be given or even found in the houses. While he had succeeded in taking Peter, he put him in prison in order to confine him securely until after the Passover. It would not be pleasing to the Jews to kill him during the Passover week. Peter had once escaped from prison with the other apostles, Acts 5:19, and the point now must have been so securely imprisoned and guard him as to prevent any possible chance of escape at this time. A quadrillion of soldiers is a company of four, and there were four such companies corresponding to the four watches of the night. 12 soldiers, then, to guard Peter, 4 at a time. He was placed in the prison between 2 soldiers and bound with 2 chains to them, one arm bound to one soldier, the other arm to the other soldier. Then a guard before the door kept the prison. These guards were placed apart, it seems, making the first and second guard of verse 10. Besides the prison door and these guards, there was an iron gate, an outer gate leading into the city, locked and barred. There was no possible way of escape. The version used in preparing this lesson very correctly says it was the Passover instead of Easter, as the King James Version had said. There's no such thing in the New Testament as Easter, Easter Sunday, or Easter service. One Sunday might as much as another is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. Those who do not meet on the first day of the week to break bread, which God had appointed, need not put themselves to any trouble to keep Easter, a day God has not appointed. The King James translators inserted the word Easter here instead of Passover, because that was the time of year that it was, and they were not doing that so that we would celebrate Easter. They should have done better and just left it as the words Passover. Now let's look at Acts chapter 12 and verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in the prison, but prayer was made earnestly of the church unto God for him. Well, he was going to be kept in the prison till after the Passover. And those prayers, it seemed that they continually kept up this prayer in his imprisonment. We're going to have to stop now, and we'll go further into this story when class meets again.